Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A solitary grave marker stands at Clay Hill Rapids, a few yards uphill from the Rogue River Trail. The marker only hints at a woman's sad story. The square, two-tiered stone is carved front and back with the name Ethel. The sides display her birth and a death date, indicating she died at 18 in 1910. The heavy manufactured monument must have required great effort to haul it from somewhere. It is known that Ethel's family homesteaded Clay Hill at a time when miners rushed to the Rogue Canyon. Her father had a blacksmith shop and sawmill, where he received gold nuggets in payment for supplies and repairs to miners' machinery. A young man working a claim upriver at Solitude Bar began showing Ethel some attention, but he took off when Ethel became pregnant. His name remains unknown. Having a child out of wedlock was frowned upon in those days, so Ethel quickly married an 80-year-old man who later shunned her when he learned of the pregnancy. Ethel did not survive the birth of her baby. Nothing is known of the infant's fate. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.